P. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A couple minutes, we'll be joined by our guy Neil Greenberg. Right now, though, caller number 10. You win two tickets to see the Marley Brothers, the Forever Legacy Tour, Friday, September 27th at Jivvy Lube Live, featuring Ziggy Marley, Stephen Marley, Julian Marley, Kamani Marley, Damian Marley. Tickets are on sale now. For more tickets and event information, visit thefandc.com/events. B, I wanted to bring something to your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I was complaining about LinkedIn as a place for people that really just want to be messing around on Facebook but aren't allowed to at work, so they created LinkedIn. And you said, no, you're an idiot. LinkedIn's a real thing, and as long as you put some time and some effort into it, that you'll get some paid gigs out of it, right? Mm-hmm. Roughly? Is that roughly your advice?
You may get some money, and somebody may offer you a job where you get something better and have to work 1,500 of them.
So I got my LinkedIn was still open, so I opened it, and I got a new message today.
Mm-hmm.
From a software engineer at JP Morgan Chase. The message reads, "Hi, Mr. Finley, $500,000 offer. Read below for details." Just kidding. Nice show, though.
So somebody was listening.
So shout out to
somebody was listening.
I thought that was hysterical, dude. Shout out to Mudit Mathur. I hope I'm saying that right. I think that's a really, really funny email or message, whatever the hell.
See. So, you gotta laugh out of it.
Dude, you know what? Yeah. 1 point for LinkedIn.
See, you would laugh. They made you laugh. You come in here talking about Twitter most of the time, you're frustrated and stressed.
That's true. I think, you know, what's funny also is I posted the post-game show thing on Monumental on LinkedIn, and then I posted that I have the new show on Channel 4 tonight mm-hmm. on LinkedIn, and you definitely hear from different people, like, oh, congratulations on this. And yeah. I'm like, all right, I guess you're a LinkedIn person, so mm-hmm. I'm learning. Yeah. Okay. 43 years old, still learning.
You're going to be learning the rest of your life.
Hey, man, I think you should try to learn every day.
Yeah. But you're learning stuff like at 43 that you should have learned at 20.
Like what?
Most things.
Dude, this guy is just an idiot. Now, I just talked about how much fun LinkedIn is. Johnny Tutis says that me and you, B, come off like we're terrified of losing access to the team. We withhold real criticism, and I routinely downplay the name issue. I've told you 100 times I don't like the Commander's name. At the same time, I understand why they changed it, and the owner of the team has said it's not going back. As far as...
Who said that?
Johnny Two T's.
I can give a damn about what you're saying because I have never been one that's known to hold back on
of
anything.
Of all the people to suggest...
So Johnny Two T's, one finger salute, and I know you know what that means.
I was incredibly critical of the secondary all offseason. I repeatedly said that was my biggest concern
but
for this roster.
The problem I have with people
and
is this.
Here we are.
They want a person with better understanding, access, and all to real information about what's going on to be ill-advised like they are. No, I'm not going to be that because I understand what's going on, but I also understand why the fans think like they do sometimes. But those who try to tell me what I'm supposed to say and how I'm supposed to think, you must not know who I am for real, because I will tell you straight up, get the hell out of here. But I'll tell you in different words in your face. The ultimate thing is, when you call, you write in here and say that we don't criticize.
Yeah, I don't know what
you show that you are absolutely stupid.
Totally.
And I don't have a problem with telling you you're stupid. That doesn't match what I've been or what JP's been. But we're not going to make things personal because you know what you do? You sit behind a damn avatar, and you sit out there and just throw haymakers.
Right.
But when you somebody, the same people step in your face, you won't say a damn word. So that's not how we do it. When we face-to-face, and you show a level of respect, but by no stretch in anybody holding back anything. So, again, one finger salute.
Yeah, you're an idiot. I think there's a fascinating situation unfolding here. You know, the Thursday night game looks awesome. Bills Dolphins, but I think of the slate of games this week, Commanders Giants might be honestly, like, from a national perspective, outside of New York being New York and everybody kind of seeming to want to dump on Daniel Jones all the time, I don't know that there's a less sexy game on the card, man. Maybe Steelers-Broncos, maybe Browns-Jaguars, Chargers-Panthers. Chargers-Panthers might be worse or, like, less exciting. Panthers.
Yeah. Well, it could be worse for the Chargers. I mean, for the Panthers, but I think the Chargers should run ragged on them.
Panthers look awful.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude,
not good.
Are you aware of, like, Bryce Young's stat line in that game?
Oh, I saw it.
13 of 30 for a .161 and two picks. I think it was Chris Sims. I can't remember. It was one of these analysts. At what point I remember one weekend in my late 20s where I just, like, went too hard and it was just crazy. And I had to ask myself, like, at what point can you stop saying, like, oh, I'm just young and an idiot, right? Like, at some point you got to try to grow up a little bit. At what point with Bryce Young is it, okay, this dude ain't it? Is it too early? I mean,
I don't know, Jay, but you were so high on him when he was coming out. You were so, I told you, let's wait and see.
Sure.
He had a very big advantage in college.
Those Bama teams were loaded.
Yeah.
I mean, B, he started 16 games last year. And that team was awful, but he did start 16 games last year.
Didn't hear you, Landy.
He's now started 17 games. He's got a 59% completion percentage, 11 touchdowns against 12 picks.
Wow.
And it's not like he's a significant runner. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That team is broken. That owner seems like a serious problem, but I don't know how long that lasts.